Good evening. Welcome. Please, take a seat. I don't bite. Why, thank you. I try to make everybody comfortable when they walk through those doors. Seeing a tarot reader can be intimidating for some people. I don't want that to be the case. Now, we are doing a little bit of a special reading today, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read your message when you booked your appointment. And I understand you're having some troubles with intimacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me a little bit about it. Let me know you a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I see. Oh. Oh. Ah, I see. Okay, well, the cards, they're truthful. I want you to be 100% aware of that before we go in. The cards don't like to sugarcoat things. So I understand that that's a little sensitive. But I promise, they'll be honest and they'll tell you the right way to go. That's why you're here. You wouldn't be here if you didn't believe that, would you? I didn't think so. Alrighty, I'm gonna spread these out on the table. Okay. Now, with your question in mind, with everything that you're thinking of right now, I want you to pick a card when you think about your sexuality, when what you think, what you feel yourself as in your sexual energy. I want you to choose the card that speaks to you on that. Ah, okay. I'm not turning it up yet. I'm just putting it in a little line, okay? Now, the second card, I want you to think about while you're doing this, while you're picking this card, I want you to think about your desires. Not even just in an overarching just idea of sex. I want you to think about your needs in the bedroom. I want you to think about what you want out of a partner, what you need out of a partner, and what you need for yourself for your pleasure and satisfaction. Well, that was confident. Alrighty, last one here. What is a challenge in the bedroom for you? What do you think goes not wrong, but not quite the way you want it to go? Oops. okay, I get it. All right, love. Give me one second. Let me just take a deep breath before I interpret this for you, okay? Okay. Now, let's see what the cards have to say. Now, in terms of your energy, the Knight of Wands. I see. So you consider yourself passionate, impulsive, strong. You're exciting. You're energetic. You are unafraid to pursue what you desire. That extends farther than the bedroom. But I also sense that this is a time of intense attraction, physical connection, whether it be realized or just a fantasy. Moving on to your desires. Ah, I was wondering if he would make an appearance. The devil. Now, don't be scared. People see this card and they panic, just like when they see death. Neither are bad cards. They're just associated with the things that society deems bad. The devil signifies intense lust, deep temptations, the need for immediate gratification. You like it. A little risky. You don't mind getting your hands dirty. You like the, for lack of a better term, kinky stuff. I can see that blush. You didn't expect to be called out like that, did you? You don't have to hide from me. Your secret's safe. I promise. I am sworn to an oath of secrecy. Not really. But regardless, I promise I won't tell a soul. Okay, I'll move on. I'll try to get away from this sensitive spot of yours. The third card, your potential challenges in the bedroom. Oh. The Seven of Swords. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to take a look at the art on this card. This is a pretty regular interpretation of this card. The art on this card. You see him carrying seven swords, well, at least attempting to. You like to bite off a little more than you can chew. You desire dark, lustful things. And it may be hard to find a partner that shares those desires. You like the risk. And some partners don't like that risk. I struck a little bit of a nerve, didn't I? I told you the cards don't lie. They don't like to sugarcoat things. This is what they see. Now, I'm going to put this into a little bit more of an interpretation. Altogether, there's a lot of darkness in that sexual little soul of yours, and that's okay. Altogether, these cards are telling me something very specific. And I want you to know that it's not a bad thing. What the Seven of Swords is telling me is that you think it's a bad thing, but it's not. You just haven't found a partner that can keep up with your dark, lustful, impulsive needs. And that's okay. You can talk to me about it. You're exciting. You're not afraid to pursue what you need. Those needs are dark and risky. But there's nothing wrong with that. The Seven of Swords. You think that you're a deviant, which you are, but you're nervous. You're afraid to bring it up. You're afraid to let that part of you out. Whether you're afraid of finding a partner that shares those desires, you're afraid of opening up to attempt to find a partner like that, or you're just plain and unlucky so far. All of the above are a shame. Because when I look at you, I just see someone who likes to have fun. Now, when you put it that way, it's not that scary, is it? No. It's not scary at all. But I do have a question about the Knight of Wands being in your sexual energy right now. Position. Forgive me for prying and forgive me for being curious. They say curiosity killed the cat, but everybody always forgets the second part of that phrase. Do you know the second part? It's okay, nobody does. The second part of that phrase is satisfaction brought it back. So, I hope that's the case for me. I'm looking at the Knight of Wands, and I am seeing that you have an intense physical attraction to somebody. You want them with everything you are, and you are raring to go. It's none of my business, but is that part true? Do you have someone that you're interested in? What, me? Me? Why me? Okay, that sounded accusatory. What is it about me that is making you feel that way? I'm sorry, you kind of caught me off guard here. What is it about me? Oh, you think my voice is soothing? I'm happy to hear that. I know you've been coming to the parlor for a couple of months now, and they've been getting more frequent, but I guess that had never crossed my mind. That's very, very sweet of you to say. But what made you choose today to get a sexual reading from me? You've done romance and compatibility ones in the past, and, you know, careers and finances and all the usual stuff. Why this and why today? You were tired of waiting. Waiting on what? Oh. Wow. Hi. Okay. Sorry, you scrambled my brain a little bit. Now that I know these things about you, and I know you a little bit better, are you wanting to take this out of the parlor? Maybe grab a coffee? Oh, I forgot. That's not really your speed, is it? No. No. So how about I lock up? I shut the door, draw the curtains. We move back into the parlor a little. There's a room. There's a storage room in the back. All it's really used for is a table and a couple of spare chairs for the waiting room that never gets used. And I'm glad we thought the same thing. You stay here. I'm gonna go lock up. I'll be right back. Thanks for waiting. I'm happy. So happy you're willing to wait for me. Oh, come on now. It wasn't that long. Ugh. What a long day. I bet you had a long day too, didn't you? Waiting all day with all that nervousness, all of that anxiety. And now you get to let it go. Let me help you. Speaking of which, what are these sexual desires of yours, these kinks that the devil told me about? Ooh. Starting off strong. I mean, I love bondage just as much as the next gal, but just to come out the gate with that? Damn. Okay. Yeah, I can work with those. Do you mind if I tell you mine? Well, I have a praise, degradation, humiliation kink. Got an oral fixation, and God, I love being absolutely tossed around. Be rough with me. I know you're probably really happy to hear that. I know finding a partner that can keep up with you has been difficult. I hope you find that I will not. And I repeat, will not have any problems keeping up with you. I'm actually worried you might have a problem keeping up with me. Naughty boy. You. You're such a naughty boy. Are you hard for me right now? Are you desperate? Let me see. Fuck. Oh, you are so hard for me already. What am I gonna do with this? I mean, there are so many things I wanna do. I wanna put it down my throat for one. Let you split me apart from the inside. God, it's big too. I wonder if it will. I'm honestly afraid it might not fit. Oh, but don't worry. I'm resourceful. I'll make it work. I'll just leave little kisses on the tip. Trail my tongue down. Gently kiss all the way back up. Swirl my tongue around the head. Give it one last kiss before I slam down. Dreams are coming true, aren't they? Well, let me look you in the eyes. Watch my spit drip from my chin to the floor. Though, aren't you? I am too. Oh, you're bending me over the table? Naughty, naughty. Oh, yeah, I didn't wear anything under my skirt today. I didn't think that would become relevant. Maybe I did. Maybe something in the cards told me I was gonna get fucked like a whore today. Maybe. Or maybe it was just my intuition. Driving me crazy. You know, I wish I could be louder for you. The last thing I need is for the neighbors to call the landlord. They already hate the smell of incense. Mm-hmm. over my shoulder at you. With my bleeding, big doe eyes. You look like you're planning something. If you keep up that pace, I'm not gonna last. Don't worry about pulling out. Just come inside. Yes. Fucking breathe me, please. That was incredible. I'm so full. Don't move. Don't move. Stay right there. Lock it in me. I guess we should get cleaned up. I think you owe me a drink as payment for our session.